Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
We're going to wait another minute or so to start.
Yasmin.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Hana Esther.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Hana.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
As many of you may know, our normal approach for our Rosh Kodesh connection is to do the Anabakoach after the information is given in the class. But we do start out with a verse from the Zohar, and that's where we will begin. We're going to be reading the verse with the energy of certainty that comes from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start out with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte B'Tchilu Urchimu D'Tchilu D'Tchilu Urchimu L'yachta L'shem Yud He B'Vav He B'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah L'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Kanenan Dekucha Perichu Koma Diaved Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Bigshot Filei Lach Mila Bialma Bivae Barnash Padahya Leya Mineya Ulan Haga Feya Kalana Behakulu Ovada Bigshot Inun Wikola Itzirich Be Alma. As we have said, today is the Rosh Chodesh Bet of the month of Iyar. That means it's the first day of Iyar.
Ruby.
And you can find the handout. You need to ask the times link that is on every Yashem webpage. You'll find the link underneath the two pictures that are on the right. When you open up Unique Astrological Times, you will need to scroll down till maybe 20% of the page is left, where it says Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And the first link under that says Rosh Chodesh Iyar, healing plus second chances. And that is the true energy of the month of Iyar. It's the month of healing, and it's the month of second chances. But let's really come to understand what that means. So when you open up that link, it gives you access to our blog on the month of Iyar for this year. start where it says ancient wisdom about ER. And there's a difference in the astrological information from before the temple was constructed and after the temple was constructed in our modern generation. That difference is based on the concept of an epoch. An epoch or an epoch is a long period of about 2,000 years. Astrologically, at the time of the redemption from Egypt, there was a change. What was that change? It was from the sign of the bull, or Taurus, to the sign of the ram. Or some actually say it was from the sign of the ram until the sign of the fishes. And then the last 2,000 years, we are beginning to move into the sign of Aquarius. And you all know the famous song about the age of Aquarius. At least if you grew up in the 60s, you do. So the name of the month, ER, comes from the phrase, Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am Hashem, your healer. And the month of Iyar in the Torah is called Kodesh Ziv. And Ziv means light. And this is the month that deals with the preponderance of light. But the whole month is composed of counting the Omer day by day. So how do we understand the Omer that we consider a negative period? And it's the month of light. And we will come back to that question. The month of ER is teaching us about correct timing. We learn this from the clouds of glory, who lifted to indicate a time to travel in the desert. The first time that this happened was during ER. We also learn from the holiday of Pesach, Sheni, the second Pesach, that there is never a time that is lost that cannot be regained. Now, I know that goes against scientific teachings, because every second that goes by is lost, but it's never lost, because we've been given a tool called Teshuvah. And Teshuvah means to return the hay, to return the physical world, to reconnect with the spiritual world, to again be united with the spiritual worlds. And we are taught in Kabbalah that Teshuvah was created prior to the creation of the worlds, which would indicate that the creation of the worlds are within the concept of Teshuvah. And that is something that will take a lot of explanation, which we won't do tonight. But I recommend that you contemplate that concept, because we are taught in Kabbalah that the cause creates the effect. And when we are taught by the sages that Teshuvah came before creation, before Bereshit, that means that Bereshit is in Teshuvah. There are many energy days during this month of Iyar. Many high energy days. Every day of the month is a high energy day because it is the Kodesh Ziv, the month of light. It is the month of healing, and light is healing. Everything is in the light. Now remember what the idea of light is in Kabbalah. The sages use the term light to refer to the endless world, which consists of light and vessel. They don't tell us it's the creator and a vessel. They say it's light. And they explain, and we do this in our basic class number 2, that light is an extension of the creator. And within the light is everything. Everything that we as human beings can attain. Light, and the Kabbalah explains why light is the term. The term is Or, which means light. Aleph, Vav, Resh. And yet if we substitute, and we can through letter substitution rules, the Aleph becoming an Ayin, Ayin Vav Resh means our skin. So what is the relationship between light and skin? And as I was explaining, what the Kabbalah explains is the reason the sages gave us this term of light to represent Hashem, to represent God in our consciousness, is for us to realize that if we look at a candle and we light a candle and we now have light. And if we take that candle and we light another candle, now we have 2 candles. Did we diminish the first candle? Yeah, in the physical world, yes, the wax disappears. Doesn't really disappear. It melts. It changes form from solid to liquid to gas. But if we disregard that transformation, we can light another candle without diminishing the first candle. And we can light, with those 2 candles, another 1,000,000 candles. And without ever diminishing the original light. And this is the nature of Hashem. This is the nature of the fulfillment of our desires. They never diminish. The light, the fulfillment is always there. And this month of Iyar, called the month of light, is there to fulfill our desires. That's why it's called the month of healing. But we learn from the Kabbalah that there are 4 components. There's the right time, the right place, the right consciousness, and the right action. And if any of those 4 are incorrect, meaning it's not the right time, it's a different time. It's not the right place, it's a different place. Then the positivity of that action is going to be compromised. The month of ER is a month of time. And the month of ER is this idea that time doesn't disappear. Time is never lost. There's always an opportunity for that second opportunity, that second chance. And the holiday that explains that and exemplifies that is this year on May 10th. The 14th day of ER. And that holiday is called Pesach Sheni. And it's another Pesach that was available for those people who were impure, either because they were far away from the camp and couldn't get back in time for Passover, or they couldn't get to Jerusalem in time for Pesach, or if they were impure and therefore couldn't really participate in the Paschal sacrifice. They couldn't participate in Passover. And we learn in the holiday of Pesach Sheni that it takes human action to reveal that second opportunity. And that's what's available in the month of ER. You have all of this light. But what will you do with this light? Do you have the vessel to reveal this light? And this is why the sages have told us the Omer is a negative period. Because it's not that they lack confidence in us. They say we have to do the work because on Passover evening, on Pesach, the first night of the first Seder, when we put everything in order, we ran through those 15 steps of the Seder. The light that was available to us that night had no bread of shame. There was no penalty associated with that light, like there is every other day of the year. But that same light, called Or Ganuz on Hanukkah, the concealed light, the hidden light on Hanukkah, that becomes revealed for 8 days during the lighting of the candles of Hanukkah, that organus that comes into the universe, that same light came in on Passover, on Pesach. And that same light comes back on Shavuot, the day of the giving of the Torah. But the light on Shavuot comes with the attachment called bread of shame, with the illusion of bread of shame. And we have to remove that illusion from our consciousness. And that's what happens when we count the Omer. And that's why the month of ER has 30 days of Omer counting. But every day in the month of ER is a high energy day. That we can use this month of light, this month of healing, to cleanse our selfish motivations. And that's what takes place during the month of ER. If only one, we are aware of it, which we've just become aware of it, and two, we take the actions that are prescribed by our sages. who are on a higher spiritual level than we are, and who have said to us, this is the technique of the right action at the right time, at the right place, with the right kavanah, the right intention, the right consciousness. This is the essence of the month of Iyar. The attribute is thought, is thinking, is reasoning. This is a month where you need to think it through before you act. This is the right action with the right consciousness. But it's also a month because we're thinking so much and the universe, the astrological influences are telling us, think before you act. A lot of us don't start acting. A lot of us stay in our comfort zone because we're thinking it through. But there are these four components, and this is what you have to realize. To do the right action, you have to have the right time. To do the right action, you have to have the right place. To do the right action, you have to have the right ritual. And ultimately, you have to have the right consciousness. This month of Iyar was originally the month of Shimon. But after the process into the month, to the consciousness of Pisces, the epoch of Pisces, it became Issachar, is the tribe that is our connection. And what is Issachar? What is the relationship of Issachar? Number one, he has a brother, and he has a contract with his brother. And what is that contract? I'm going to study Torah. Yes, I'm going to farm. But most of what I do is study Torah. And in exchange for the Torah that I study, the energy that I reveal through the light of the Torah, I'm going to share that with you, Zebulon, in the world that is coming. And what am I going to receive in return? I'm going to receive the physical support from you. And that contract was written, that contract was sealed, that contract is in force. Now we have to remember that the tribe of Issachar and the tribe of Zebulun are two of the 10 tribes that did not return. So where is the contract? What is the contract in our generation? The contract for the last 2,000, 3,000 years has been anyone who supports the study of Torah, the revelation of Torah, and especially in our generation, the revelation from the Zohar, the study of the Zohar, the revelation of the secrets of the Zohar. Anyone who helps and supports that is acting as Zebulun. And anyone who does the revelation is acting as Issachar. And this month of Iyar, this is the month to study more Zohar, to reveal more of the light of the Zohar, the tribal stone that appeared on the quote-unquote computer of the high priest, the Urim Vetuvim, is Pitada, which is translated in our world as topaz. And this is described as a stone of the right side, meaning the right column, meaning the sharing stone. It represents the flow of love, of prosperity, of blessings, of gifts and healing. All of these are representative of the flow of the energy of the heart. The tribal herb for the month of Iyar is onecha, which is in Hebrew tziforen. This herb is related to the idea of natural noises, like the sounds of the ocean waves and the sounds of birds chirping. It is actually using the same root, the same shoresh, as the word for the bird, which is tzipor. And these are sounds of nature that are very useful to heal, to settle the heart, to settle the emotions. And meditation, using the flow of the sounds of nature, is especially recommended during this month of Iyar. The zodiac sign in the month of Iyar is the shore, which is the bull. These three letters, Shin, Vav, Resh, when permutated, become one of the 72 names of God, Vav, Shin, Resh. Vav Shin Resh is a name that helps with memories, but not our normal idea of memories, not our physical idea of memories. We're talking about going to the root of anything that ails us, that anything that is causing us not to be healed, not to be complete. Not just in our physical body or even our spiritual levels, but in anything that is a desire that isn't fulfilled. We go to its root, and this is the memory, the concept of memory that the name Vav Shin Resh represents. Its gematria is 506. And 506, one should realize from the meditation in the Anabakoa, is the gematria of the first six letters of the first verse of the Anabakoa. The verse that connects to Chesed, the loving kindness. And this is the energy of Iyar. It's love. But there's two aspects to love. One is serenity, and we all strive for serenity. We all cherish those moments when everything is serene. But what is the other side of that serenity? What's the negative aspect of that serenity? We don't act. We don't move. We sit in our comfort zone, in our houses. And this is the nature of the Taurus. the astrological sign of Taurus. Everything is so beautiful because there's so much light. Everything is fulfilled, or so I think. But is it true? Well, it doesn't matter because I'm at home and everything is beautiful in my home. And my comfort zone is my home. And this is the energy of the signs of Taurus. Everything is beautiful while this earthquake is happening. Everything is beautiful while there's a tsunami. Everything is beautiful in my comfort zone. But your comfort zone isn't the whole universe. It's one little house. And there are things that happen outside of your comfort zone that will come into your comfort zone and shake you up, called earthquakes and chaos. But there's no chaos in the world because look at all the beautiful light. And this is the reaction of the sign of Shore, of the sign of the Bull, the sign of Taurus. But as we know, every reaction, by definition, is chaos, is negative, is selfish. And we have to realize that this is the energy of ER that's going to come into our lives. Stop it. Move out of it. Open the front door and walk out and see the beauty of the world, but also see the potential chaos coming towards you so that you can take actions to stop it. You can cleanse yourself so that it doesn't find you. Because you're no longer that same person. That's what the purpose, the idea of the counting of the Omer accomplishes. As we stop at a word and stop at a letter and contemplate what these tools Hashem has given us in order to get out of our comfort zone and to do proper actions at proper times, at proper places, with the proper kavanah, the proper intention. The combination to understand the energy of ER, we need to understand what it means to heal. When someone becomes ill, it's an indication that they have gone out of balance. That is the true definition of illness. And that the need for healing is to bring one back to balance. When we sit in our house in our comfort zone and say, wow, what? Look at the light, everything is beautiful. That's not truth. You're out of balance. But it's wonderful. It's out of balance. You need to get back into balance. What is balance? It's the central column. But what is the central column? It's both the right and left column in unity. The right column is slightly stronger, slightly more. It's like holding your two hands. Which one is on top? Is your left hand inside your right hand? Or are you holding them together where it's mixed up, with your fingers intertwined, which is not recommended by the Kabbalah? Put your left hand in the palm of your right hand. They're in unity. Both are together. That's balance. That's central column. But only when love, loving kindness, the right column energy is in control, then the left column energy, that power, that strength, becomes available to you be utilized in the frame of love. Balance starts with knowing who you are, knowing what you are to do in this life, what you are to learn, what is your spiritual work, and knowing that we need to bring ourselves back to balance. And this is not an easy task. But it becomes easier with the tool of binding by striking. And I strongly recommend you review basic class 5 and 6, because we constantly need review on this subject. Because binding and by striking is a lifetime learning. Satan is insidious. He's constantly looking for the crack in your armor. And he's constantly finding cracks to work his way through into you and cause you to forget how to utilize the tool of binding by striking. The letters of the month and the tetragrammaton, the Hashem's name, the permutation for Hashem, is Yud, Hey, Hey, Vav. This is the name associated with ER. This is the name associated with healing. The letters of the month, the page, which is a letter that has concealed within it a bet. Bet is blessing. But why does it have to be concealed in the letter pay? Because the letter pay means our mouth. We have to conceal the blessings in our mouth so when we have thought them through, the words that flow from us are words of healing, are words of love, of words that are in balance. And the Vav that created the astrological sign of shore, of the bull. Together, the Pei and the Vav is a gematria 86. Now, we all know that 86 is the same gematria as Elohim. But we forget that 86 is also the gematria of the word Hateva, nature. The Midrash says that the world was created in judgment, but then God saw that it wouldn't survive strict judgment. So he sweetened it. He injected mercy. You know what that mercy is? It's time. Time to do teshuvah, to return to him. The month of Iyar is the month of the of Teshuvah. But it's not the best time physically to do Teshuvah. It's the time to look into ourselves, into our character traits, into our midot, and decide what are we going to do Teshuvah as we approach the month of Elul in about 5 months. But it has to be, the Teshuvah has to start with thought. It has to start with our truly evaluating ourselves. It's not okay to judge someone else. It's not okay to judge others' actions until you realize the fact that you saw the other actions means that those actions, though that potential energy, probably even more than potential energy, is in you. That's what the month of light is available for you to see. To see others reflecting back to you what is within you. That's why it's a month of contemplation. Vav has two functions in the Hebrew language. One, it's a connecting word. It's the word that would be translated as and. A and B. B and C. But the Vav is also a transforming letter. It transforms the future tense into the past. And the past tense into the future. And what do we learn from this? Is there no present? There's only past and there's only future? But what we learn is that everything is in the present because that's the balance point between past and future. But there is no present, because as soon as it's here, it's gone. But no, it's not gone. There will be another time that is this present, that has become the past. There will be another opportunity to do the action correctly, to do the action at the right time, to do the action at the right place, to do the action with the right kavanah, intention, to do the right action. This is the month of Iyar. Now there are a number of I'm not going to go into the holiday of Pesach Sheni, but other than to what I have already said about it, it is the holiday of second chances. It's learning that there's always a time to recover if you will only contemplate, utilize the energy of ER to know what you need to do to correct who you are, which midot have to change. There are two holidays that come up next week. One is Yom HaZikaron, and one is Yom HaAtzma'ut. One is the holiday of memory, and the other is the modern state of Israel's Independence Day. But I don't live in Israel, not in the modern state. I do live in Israel consciously, every day. I can't relate to Philin if I haven't gone to Israel every day. So we need to understand this idea of what is the state of Israel and what is its Independence Day. It's an appreciation to Hashem for having cleansed the nation through the Shoah, and many of us died in the Shoah. Yom HaAtzma'ut, we may be celebrating the Independence Day of Israel, but we're also celebrating our appreciation of Hashem for allowing us to move towards Mashiach, allowing us to cleanse ourselves so that we can remove bread of shame and bring Mashiach. And what is the holiday of memory? Well, it's not Yom HaShoah. It's a holiday in the modern state to appreciate all those who have sacrificed their lives to keep the children of Israel safe from outside forces. So in the modern state, it's a celebration of those people who have died protecting the nation. But I don't live in the land of Israel yet. But I can appreciate that those people who have died, those young men and women who have died, are part of the process that will allow me to help bring the Shia and have a state that I can move to. Practical tools for the month of Iyar. There is no coincidence. During the month of Iyar, many of the parashiyot will speak of kosher food. What is kosher food? What is not kosher food? How do we slaughter animals? Make sure they're slaughtered in the kosher manner, and so forth. Don't mix milk and meat. All of these are part of what the Torah readings are. For us to be aware that we are what we eat, that what we put inside of us, those kosher laws are based on me keeping us in balance. When we eat an animal that is treif, we're eating energy that we may not, and more than likely do not have, the capability of maintaining ourselves in balance. We need to realize that. We need to understand that. But for those of us who have not yet understood this, who do not yet keep kosher, we need to recognize that we cannot change to being kosher overnight. We can't one day be eating treif, unkosher meat, and from then on only kosher meat. have to take it step by step. In my own spiritual journey, in my own process, I started by no longer ordering cheeseburgers. And I love cheeseburgers, especially bacon cheeseburgers. And then I found out that you can have the same taste of bacon and cheese and meat with kosher meat. Everything that is pleasurable that is not kosher is available within kosher foods without exception. Hashem is merciful. He doesn't give you something that you would like and then says, no, you can't have that anymore. He says, eat. Eat in a kosher way and you can have the same pleasures that you had with treif. But you'll be able to stay in balance in addition to having those pleasures. During the month of Iyar, spend time connecting to God, meditating, strengthening your ability to meditate, utilizing prayer, utilizing the Hebrew letters to grow your spiritual connection to the Creator, to strengthen your own intuition, to realize when your intuition will lie to you, because that's based on your actions. During ER is a good time to start the concept of the Tikkun HaNefesh, or the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the calculation of the soul, evaluating your actions for the day before you go to sleep. Being honest, what did you not do that you could have done? What did you do that you regret having done? Not from the frame of what I do and I'm a good person and all of that, but how is the spiritual court going to evaluate you? What are their criteria? And how do you measure yourself against that criteria? And remember the law, the spiritual truth. If you judge yourself, Hashem will never judge you. If you judge others, Hashem will constantly judge you. During the month of Iyar, go out of your spiritual comfort zone. Do good deeds. Do additional mitzvot. Study the mitzvot, item by item. There are 613 of them. But start with the 7 Noahide mitzvot. Understand those first. Then you can start studying all of the different mitzvot. Learn more about what is a right action and what is a right kavanah and what is a right time and a right place. Studying of the mitzvot makes that clear. Can I wave the lulav during Pesach? Absolutely, I can do that. What do I accomplish? Nothing. Can I sleep in the sukkah during Passover? Absolutely. What do I accomplish? Nothing. Can I do a Seder during Sukkot? Absolutely. Can I invite the Uspizin, the fathers, during Pesach? Absolutely. What do I accomplish? Nothing. Because it has to be the right time, the right place, the right actions, and the right kavanah. And this is a month where tzedakah saves you from death, but that's every day of the year. But recognize during this month of healing that second chance that you need can be the action, can be tzedakah. Pray for a truly poor person. Know what is the criteria for a truly poor person. What is that truly poor person? It's the person who knows that Hashem is providing for them. You're not. When that truly poor person approaches you and say, please, help me. He doesn't say, give me $10. He doesn't say, give me $100. He says, help me. He's giving you an opportunity to reach into your pocket and help yourself, because that's going out of your comfort zone. Hashem knows human beings and human nature, and it's very difficult to reach into your pocket and share money. But I'm a good person. I do everything right. Do you tithe 10%? Well, maybe it's not quite 10%. Tzedakah is different than truma, different than tithing. Understand the difference. Pray for that truly poor person. Because there is a day of judgment, the last day. Those prophecies of Armageddon are in the Old Testament. They're true, but they don't have to happen. And that's why we spread the wisdom of Kabbalah, so it doesn't have to happen. The influence of the month of Iyar, the influence of the Taurus during the month of Iyar on everyone, but especially on those people born in this month or who have a moon that is in this month. During Iyar, the word healing actually means fulfillment of our desires. Someone in pain has a desire to relieve the pain. Someone who is ill has a desire to become well. Healing means your desires can be fulfilled this month. Often we relinquish control of our lives to others, to doctors, to lawyers, to the experts, even the rabbis. We expect them to heal ourselves, to heal my body, the physical, to heal the financial, to heal the emotional wounds I have allowed myself to have. Or somehow this other expert, this other person, is going to make everything well. This is not healing. This is Satan making you think you're healing. However, true healing and fulfillment is our own responsibility. And this spiritual truth is made more evident this month as the strength of the light radiating during ER inspires us to seek healing, to seek fulfillment, but look within for that healing and that fulfillment. What's within? The opportunity to change. We're now going to say the Anabakoach. And we will utilize the connection. And for those of you who have not done this before, please stand up. Please get ready to be happy. You don't feel like being happy? Put a smile on your face and pretend. Because the only way to heal is if through joy. This is a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. And it's unfortunately continues to be lost. We always have to remember it to be happy. My hip hurts. Thank God, give me some more pain. Be happy. I've heard about this horrendous happening in China. Don't think better them than me. Be happy that you have an opportunity to help them with your tzedakah. Understand what true happiness is. It is serenity. It's not laughter per se, telling a joke to someone else about a third party. Jokes like that are hurting people. Happiness is joyfulness. Joyfulness is a smile on your face that matches the feeling of joy within you. Stand up, we're going to dance. Stand up, we're going to sing letters. Stand up, we're going to be joyful. Can we be joyful on command? Put a smile on your outer face, and eventually your inner face will match it. Anabekoah, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Serah, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. The gematria is 506, the same gematria is Ahavatinam, unconditional love. The same gematria as the name of God for memories, Vav Shin Resh. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Tacharenu Nora Ufrei Shayan Simtet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Kra Satan. Kra means to tear up. Satan is that name of the leader, the name of that person, that entity, that gives us the opportunity for free choice. that gives us the opportunity to grow spiritually. Those same six letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates, and it reminds us to guard our small gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. These are the entry points of the negative system. If we guard them, we protect ourselves. Na gibor dor sheyechutcha kevava shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Nun Gimel Dalet, the first three letters have a gematria of 57, which is the same energy as the Hebrew word zan. Zan means parnasah. It means sustenance. It means fulfillment. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body back to its stem cell state, to its keter, so to speak, where it will be cleansed, where it will be healed, where it will be rejuvenated, and then bring it back into the body where it will again do its job as it was created to do, perfectly. Barchem tacharem Rachame Sid Kacha Dami Gam Lem Betet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Netzach and its energy of eternal victory. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nae Adata Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation and joyfulness and happiness and thankfulness. The letter Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus. The planet of concealment covered with clouds. And the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull. And together the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, connecting us to judgment. Through the name Elohim, connecting us to judgment through the natural laws of nature. Yet at the same time, Pei and Vav give us the opportunity to receive all that fulfillment and all that pleasure for all of our proper good actions. And we will now dance and sing Hashem's permutated name. Yo hey hey wa, 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 yo hey hey wa. Yo hey hey wa, 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 yo hey hey wa. Are you dancing now? Are you joyful? Yo hey hey wa, yo hey hey wa, yo Yo, hey, hey, wah. Put a smile on your face. Fake it till you make it. Yo, hey, hey, wah. 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 Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokrei kedushatecha. Yud gimel lamed hey, zayin kuf. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Yesod, that funnel that draws everything into our physical world and carries all of our hopes and aspirations and prayers back up to the spiritual worlds. The Sefirah of Yesod that represents creativity, Yesod that creates, that connects to sexuality and the pleasure of two becoming one, the pleasure of unity. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea ta'alumo shinkufav kariyuta. The first two letters, shin and kuf, have a gematria of 400. 400. Four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. 400, a number of perfection, a number of completion. The last four letters of this sequence have the same gematria as the first verse, 506, and connect to this phrase, ahavatinam, unconditional love. And what do we learn from this? That the path to completion, the path to ultimate perfection, is through the injecting unconditional love in each step of our individual processes. Now that we have brought in the energy of creation into our space, we will separate between the positive energy and the negative energy, the right column and the left column. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to achieve this. Adonai, yo, hey, hey, wow. Adonai, yo, hey, hey, wa, El rachum v'chanun, erech apayim, v'rav chesed v'emet, notzer chesed l'alafim, noseaun wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. And now we are going to connect to the energy of the goat, the energy of this year, 5777, by connecting to two verses from the Tanakh. The first one is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai hinam. When we take the first letters, they become permuted into Tzatzkiach, which translates as appear. And then when we take the final letters, we can permute them into Dir Yam, a sea of tenants. The second verse, the second verse that we study for the energy of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Elohim Adonai Yohewa Elohim Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. And now we will connect to the year of 5776, the year of the pause, the year that was this space between one very difficult year and this current year of the goat. Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34 is the first of two verses that we relate to this year of the pause. Raka Kohanim Hayulimat Willo Yachlu Lehavshit Et Kol Haolot Vayahaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kilot Hamlacha Yad Yitkadshu Hakohanim Ki Halevim Yishrei Levav Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take each the first letters of each of these 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yo Hey Hey Wa La La Hey Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekacha. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai, yo, hey, hey, wa, ade ad ki biya, yo, hey, adonai. Yo, hey, hey, wa, tzur olamim. In the year 5775, the year that death was swallowed up forever, there are three verses, and we start with the first one, Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni. Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya asher yitchabe sham washavtem elai el nachum wehalati itchem. Wichayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach, yoved ro'av, yomru ayo. And the one verse that connects to the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. This is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamili Israel untati vishakan tachta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu bene avla laanoto. And now we will scan the 72 names of God. And now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the first day of Iyar, Rabbi Abba Shaul, Rabbi Yaakov Berav, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vitesk, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Ashkenazi, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, the Lev HaYivri, the heart of the Hebrew, Rabbi Abraham of Slonim, Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapira. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. And as you have heard, we're running short of time with the recording. So if there are any questions, please ask them. We will take a 5-minute break when the recording ends, and then we will reconvene to count the Omer at 8:30 West Coast time, 11:30 East Coast time, and 10:30 Central time, 9:30 Mountain time. And if there are any unanswered questions before when the recording runs out, we will include them and answer them during the Omer counting. So are there any questions? Normally I would discuss with you the classes coming up. So today is there will be a class in a few minutes to count the Omer. Then tomorrow on Thursday, there's at 4:30 West Coast time is our class in Advanced Reincarnation, and at 7:00 is a Zohar class, which will be on the Parashah of Metzora. Friday at 8:30, there will be a counting of the Omer, both Thursday night and Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday night. Saturday at 6 p.m. West Coast time is Havdalah. At 7:00 is the Zohar for the next parashah, which is also a double parashah, if my memory serves. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will continue our preparation for the various holidays coming up. Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, we mentioned, and Pesach Sheni. And we didn't mention Lag BaOmer because it's a unique, very special holiday on its own that needs an extensive discussion. So I wish you all a Kodesh Tov, a month filled with joy and happiness. And may we all have shalom, peace, and completion. We'll speak in 6 minutes to count the Omer.
Thank you.
Shalom, thank you.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov, shalom.